should be avoided. In red zones, it's also forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the specific measures addressing the situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Tuned into Free City Radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It is 11 o'clock and we come at you every Wednesday here on the station of the people, People Powered Radio at 90.3 FM, CKUT. I'm your host, Stefan Christoph. Thanks for being with us. We're with you until 11:30. And to begin the broadcast today, I wanted to share a recording that I did this summer. I began a project to work on documenting the music and songs of members of the Immigrant Worker Center. That's a community organization in Côte de Neige that works to support migrant workers and immigrant workers throughout the city. They have launched numerous campaigns around the rights of immigrant workers, also of non-status people, in a variety of contexts. Within the context of the pandemic, the Immigrant Worker Center has been campaigning seriously for the rights of warehouse workers, particularly around the systemic injustices that warehouse workers in the Dollarama Distribution Center for all of North America, which is here in Montreal, the workers there have been experiencing some serious dangerous conditions in terms of lack of access to personal protective equipment and also low wages. The Immigrant Workers Center also does support work for a lot of different communities. One of them is the Filipino community. An organization that's based out of the Immigrant Workers Center is called PINAI, for example. That is a Filipino women's organization, and they support domestic workers and support their struggles for fair and equitable treatment, which obviously is an uphill battle. I wanted to start a process of documenting the music and song of members of the Immigrant Workers Center as a way to illustrate, of course, not just the campaigns and the efforts and the work of the Immigrant Workers Center, but also the cultural voices. So I recorded some music by Nixar Aguirre, who is a member of the Immigrant Workers Center and has been really active in trying to campaign to highlight the injustices that have been taking place in terms of Filipino workers struggling for justice here in Canada, in Quebec, in Montreal, but also to speak about systemic violations of human rights in the Philippines. This is a song that Nick worked on. Well, it's actually a cover of a Tagalog song about the Filipino nation. We recorded this in the summer at the Immigrant Workers Center. I haven't gotten the chance to broadcast it until now, and I'm happy to do so here on Free City Radio.
Pasisir Pilipinas. Ang ating kapwa'y malangoy sa ilog ng ikatiyan ba? Ang dukhang mamamayan ng mga buhaya sa kapaligiran. Kay ganda ng ating bayan, walang maninil at walang pasisil, Pilipinas, lupang minamahal. Kay ganda ng ating bayan, kung walang maninil at walang pasisil, Pilipinas, lupang minamahal.
That was Nixar Aguirre, who is a member of the Immigrant Workers Center. That is a folk song in Tagalog, the national language of the Philippines. This is part of a process that I'm working on to document the cultural voices of members of the Immigrant Workers Center in Cote de Neige, which is a very important community organization that works to lift up and to support the voices of Filipino workers locally, but also to draw attention to the systemic injustices that are taking place in the Philippines in terms of human rights abuses. The current government of Duterte, the political killings that have been happening within the context of the quote-unquote war on drugs, the massive displacement that happens from the countryside, often due to corporate agriculture, but also through mining corporations, all creating conditions for displacement that has led many Filipinos to seek work and safety and refuge globally, including here in Montreal. So thank you to Nick for participating in Free City Radio. I'm Stefan Christoph. It is the 3rd of March. We're with you every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. And I wanted to finish the mix today, the program, with some music selections. We're going to hear from a bunch of different artists. We'll be going a bit all over the map musically, but I hope you enjoy it. And stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a music mix here on Free City Radio. We broadcast every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Do stay tuned. We'll be back next week. Keep it locked to CKUT 90.3 FM, People Powered Radio in Montreal. The F-Files is coming up next.
You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and this is the XX Files, the show about women using and abusing technology. On today's program, we're going to hear a talk given by Professor Donna Haraway at McGill University back in February. Professor Donna Haraway is professor in the History of Consciousness program at University of California in Santa Cruz. Her seminal work, Simians, Cyborgs, and Women, The Reinvention of Nature, has become the authoritative text in the theorizing of politics of the post-human, the cyborg, the techno-mythological ideal, and its promised utopias. In this talk, she goes beyond the female cyborg and talks about its companion species. Have a listen.
We've never been human. Companion species in nature cultures or encounters in nature cultures. I am, of course, in clear debt to my colleague and friend Bruno Latour, who wrote a provocative little book called We Have Never Been Modern, exploring the particular ways in which the beliefs that people tell themselves, the stories that people tell themselves about modernity and about history, are founded in systematic kinds of self-delusion, and what's going on in the world is truly much, much more interesting. The title We Have Never